I think we can call the meeting of Rules of Legislative Administration to order. Representative Albright has a motion.
I'd like to approve the minutes from April 7th, 2014.
Representative Albright moves the minutes from April 7th. Are there any questions? Seeing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. I would like to move the proposed calendar for the day. And in addition, I would like, so if you have the proposed calendar for the day, and if in your packets you have the calendar for today. And I just want to say that there is a bill on today's calendar that I'm going to strike, and we're going to move it to the Thursday calendar for today. So without going into parliamentary language, that's what I'm going to move. All right. Clear?
Which bill?
Which one?
It is House File 2217.
It's a secret.
Yeah, it is.
I'm so excited.
Number 11. And there was an issue with an amendment getting in on time. And so we're taking it off the calendar for today and putting it on Thursday so the calendar, or so the amendment can be filed properly. Okay. So I move that we strike House File 2217 from the calendar for today and add it to the proposed calendar for the day, Thursday, April 10th. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And I move that the calendar for the day, Thursday, April 10th, 2014, I move the calendar for the day. We need to talk about this here as well. And I just want to let everybody know for Senate File 1340, which is a Hayden and Abler bill, it's the chief author's intent to insert the House language. Okay. Are there any questions on that? Seeing no questions or seeing no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And then I would like to waive Joint Rule 2.03 on House File 1984, which is a Sundin bill. And Representative Sundin, if you could join us at the table, please, and just tell us a little bit about the bill and why we're here. And before you do, I'd like to move that Rule 2.03 of the Joint Rules be waived and that the House, that House File 1984 be re-referred to the General Register. Welcome to the committee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Committee House File 1984 addresses some contracting language for anybody doing business in the state of Minnesota. It establishes criteria for bidders to test or actually verify that they have complied with previous laws, workman's comp laws. It's certain that they don't have any judgments against them, tax liens, that type of thing. It provides for a clean bidding table for all contractors in the state. So.
Thank you. And why are we here in rules today?
Why are we here in rules today? I understand there was a confusion on the fiscal note, and somehow it got kicked here, and there is no longer any fiscal note attached to this.
Are there questions?
Madam Chair, so what is the process now? Once we waive the rule, where will the bill be?
We'll move it to the General Register. Okay. Representative Dean.
I'm sorry, maybe I just wasn't paying enough attention. Could you tell me which committees this bill has been heard in already?
Representative Jobs, Labor Committee, and actually Transportation Financing. Are there any other questions? If there are no other questions, I renew my motion. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, say no, and that motion is adopted. And that members were in recess. Thank you very much.